Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Why are they weaponizing the air? This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and yes, I'm the guy that has been publishing all these photos of these very strange specimens that Dr. Jane Ruby sent me, this sample of this plastic sheet, this greenhouse cover sheet from Florida. And we tested it for heavy metals. We found crazy alarming levels of neurotoxic metals, including lead, cadmium, nickel, copper, mercury, aluminum, and then also barium. And that's all confirmed via mass spec, by the way, ICP-MS instrumentation in our lab, which is ISO accredited. So yeah, we know what we're doing. And then we took a look at it under the microscope, and then we found all these weird diploid egg-like structures. And these weird, like, crystalline-looking things, and everybody said, well, that's normal, you know, it's just dust. It's just pollen, they said. It's nothing. So I said, well, we're going to incubate it. And people were saying, doesn't matter. No, you're not going to see anything. Well, guess what? We are seeing things. The eggs are hatching. Molds are coming to life and growing hair. And some kind of colonies, like, I don't know if it's bacteria colonies or algae or what, are all coming to life and growing strings, like chains of individual cells all chained together in these green lines. I mean, maybe it's algae. I don't know. But it's all coming out of the sky. So we know that the sky or the air is being weaponized against us because the things that we are seeing are not normal, and the heavy metals results that we got are absolutely not normal. It's not just aluminum and barium salts that are being sprayed on us, or whatever form it is. It's also mercury, cadmium, lead, copper, nickel, you know, stuff that should not be falling out of the sky. So they're weaponizing the sky, but it's not the first time they've done that. So the first weaponization of the sky was the whole climate change, you know, it used to be called global warming. It was a scam from day one when Al Gore was rolling this out, you know, a controlled puppet globalist. It was always a scam from day one. They started out with global warming, scared everybody with that for about 15 years. And then when it was revealed that the Earth really wasn't getting warmer, at least not at the pace that we were being told, they changed it to climate change. And then when it was pointed out the climate's always changing, they changed that to climate crisis. So now you'll see the mainstream media, people will just spout the words, oh, the climate crisis, and doesn't even mean anything. What climate crisis? They'll say, well, carbon dioxide's in the air. We have to decarbonize the atmosphere. And that's the weaponization. So carbon dioxide, as you know, it is the most important critical molecule for life on Earth. Carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis, which means it's necessary for all plant life. It's necessary for all ocean life. It's necessary for all land life, animals, ultimately, you know, humans, everything. If you don't have photosynthesis working, you have a dead planet, period. And that's what the globalists wanted. So they scared everybody with the, quote, climate crisis, to try to convince everybody that we have to suck all the carbon out of the atmosphere in order to kill all life on Earth. And all the libtards on the left, the same lunatics who believe in transgenderism, that a man can have a baby, or that a man can become a woman, they all believed in the climate crisis cult. And it's a cult. It's their religion. Oh, the climate crisis, we have to stop using air conditioning. We have to stop using combustion engines. We have to stop using oil. Just absolute lunatics. There is no climate crisis. There's a crisis of stupidity among the climate lunatics. There's a crisis of self-extermination. There's like a suicide cult crisis of people who want to kill themselves by decarbonizing the entire atmosphere. People who are building these carbon sequestration giant machines that are designed to suck carbon out of the atmosphere and pump it through pipelines across the Midwest, even like Iowa, and to put it in underground storage in states like Illinois, so that none of the plants on Earth can have access to the carbon that they need for photosynthesis. This is an actual plan. In fact, they were pulling eminent domain and taking farmland in many of these states in order to build these carbon sequestration machines, which are really like earth killer machines. That's what they are. They're earth killer machines. And they thought that they could get away with that, but there was a lot of pushback. A lot of pushback. And some of those efforts have now failed to the point where it's pretty obvious they're not going to be able to build those machines successfully, especially as some, you know, earthlings will come along and just blow up those machines to save life on Earth, you know? I mean, what else are you going to do? If someone's got a machine running that's a planet-killing machine that is sucking the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, which will cause crop yields to fall and fail and will cause all life on Earth to die if they are successful at removing the carbon, you know, at some point, out of a sense of just self-preservation, self-defense, you're going to have to dismantle those machines. Right? I mean, it's obvious. Dismantle these machines if you want to breathe. You know, if you want to have food, if you want to have crops, if you want to have trees, you got to take down the machines. So they figured out that their machines probably can't really work because people will just tear them down. Or, you know, disconnect them from the power grid or whatever is necessary. Just basically to sabotage the death machines. So now the globalists have shifted to something else. Aerosolized weapons, also known as chemtrails fallout or mystery fog. And I think they're using both of these vectors, and this is what we're picking up in our microscopy testing and our mass spec laboratory testing. We are picking up the results of an intentional, certainly regional, maybe continental effort, maybe global effort, we just don't know yet, to exterminate life by poisoning the air with heavy metals and deadly microbes that grow in conditions mimicking human lungs. So we took the sample from Dr. Jane Ruby and we put it in a chicken egg incubator and we set the temperature to human body temperature or close to it. And we gave it plenty of humidity. We put it in the dark for a little over a week. And what do we find? We found that it started growing three different types of life forms. Life forms that would no doubt grow in your lungs. One of them is a hairy mold. It's not like Harry Potter. This is like hairy mold. Mold with white fibrous hairs, okay? And then we found it's growing some kind of colonies of strings of single-celled life. Don't know if it's algae, don't know if it's bacteria, don't really know yet. We're going to keep growing it so we can actually take better photos of it. You know, we're going to try to let it grow bigger so we can see it. And then these weird egg structures are hatching and they're giving rise to something. I don't know what it is, but we're going to try to let it grow. Now, we made a mistake and it ran out of humidity. And so this sample dried a little bit, well, maybe a lot. And I don't know if we killed it by drying it out, maybe. If so, don't worry. We have a lot more plastic sheet from Dr. Jane Ruby. We just start over. Just put another piece in there. Start hatching from scratch. the hatch from scratch live stream, you know? And so we've got plenty of sample here. We could just grow it from the beginning. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep growing this stuff. And what I've done now is I've added a grow light to it now. So we've taken it out of darkness and we're adding light to power the photosynthesis of anything in there that grows from photosynthesis. So this will help us determine if it's algae growing or not. And this light, this grow light, which has some UV wavelengths in it, I believe, it might kill the mold. Maybe. I'm not sure. But we're going to find out. But the bottom line is, remember that you can say no to vaccines. You can say no to pharmaceuticals. You can say no to junk food. You can't say no to breathing. And so whatever they put in the air, you have no choice but to breathe it. So this is the ultimate weaponization of the sky that you cannot escape. Now, there are defenses, by the way, and this sort of underscores the importance of air filtration. And I guess I should mention, we have we partnered with the Triad Air Company because they make air purification units that are not air filters, but rather they produce charged elements that go out into the air and attack the microbes, the spores, the bacteria, whatever's floating around in the air. It gets attacked actively, and then it denatures it and takes it out and makes it fall to the floor. So it clears the air and it kills viable life forms that are in the air. And if you want to see these units, you can find them at healthrangerstore.com/clean air. I think that's the shortcut that we use. healthrangerstore.com/clean air. Or you can just search on the website there, healthrangerstore.com, search for Triad, T-R-I-A-D. Now, that can help you in your home. It can help you in your bedroom. And they have a smaller little portable unit. I think you can use it in your car. I don't really have one running in my car, but I should. But this can't help you when you're outside, you know? This can't help you. And we want to be outside. You know, we want to walk in nature. We want to grow food. We want to grow a garden. And I'm not trying to scare anybody away from outdoor gardening, because outdoor gardening is so incredibly healthy. It's great for you. And you need food self-reliance, you know? And you need sunshine. But man, they're weaponizing the air against us. And what I'm trying to do right now is to document the extent of this, to understand, you know, where are they doing it? How are they doing it? What are the substances? I mean, we know the answers to some of that, but we're going to need more incubation time to know what sort of weird life forms they're dropping on us. And that might take weeks. Who knows? But they're coming after us. And remember, it started as climate change. You know, let's decarbonize the atmosphere. And that pretty much has flopped. I mean, Lee Zeldin's in charge of the EPA now, and he's ending the whole rule that the EPA relied on to try to regulate combustion engines. You know, the designation that carbon was a threat to human civilization or some bullcrap like that that the EPA came up with, that's ended. That's why the globalists have shifted to chemtrails and fog, you know, weaponized fog. They need a vector to attack humanity that can't be shut down by the EPA or can't be shut down by Trump, can't be refused by people, can't be escaped. They need a kill vector that is a certainty. And the air is that vector. And now there's something else with this. They weakened everybody's immune systems with the COVID jabs. The COVID jabs destroy immunity, makes you more vulnerable to subsequent exposures and infections. And that's why a lot of people then, after the COVID jabs, they keep catching COVID or, you know, whatever it is. I don't believe in the whole virology theory anymore. But they're getting sick, right? So they have symptoms. And after they take the jabs, their immune systems are just shot. And so exposed to toxins, they don't have good defenses. Or exposed to bacteria or fungi, they don't have defenses that are working anymore, or at least not working very effectively. So if you think about it, it was a 1-2 punch binary weapon where they hit everybody with the vaccines. They tried to kill a bunch of people with the vaccines. They did. And then they caused turbo cancers. That's killing people. They cause a bunch of strokes. That's killing people. And the ones who don't die, they have compromised immune systems. So then they hit everybody 5 years later or 4 years later with weaponized chemtrails fallout. Then you can't stop. You can't do anything about it. It's just coming out of the sky. Which actually brings up a really important point. If you did not take the jabs, then you're probably way better off at defending against this. And I'm not trying to blackpill you. I think that we can make it through this. But you're going to have good nutrition. You're going to have good health. You're going to have all kinds of emergency medicines available in order to protect yourself. If you start to get something growing in your lungs, how do you deal with it? I mean, do you know the secrets about like a nebulizer and nebulizing colloidal silver or nebulizing with a very trace amount of hydrogen peroxide? Not too much. You know, I'm not your doctor. Don't take this as medical advice. You need to do research on this and make sure you know what you're doing. But during COVID, a lot of people who had lung problems learned about nebulizing with water, a little bit of hydrogen peroxide, a tiny amount of even iodine, or a tiny amount of grapefruit seed extract known as GSE, which is very potent. And, you know, we learned about using the nasal sprays with that ingredient, and it was xylitol. And that's the Clear company, X-L-E-A-R. You know what I'm talking about? They have the nasal sprays that are xylitol plus GSE. That's called Clear, but it's spelled with an X. I strongly recommend their product, X-L-E-A-R. Just go on Amazon or some, or your local health food store, your grocer, whatever. Go in, buy the Clear nasal sprays. They're like 10 bucks each or something. Worth every penny. Kills COVID, you know, kills respiratory stuff. Protects you from almost anything that you might breathe in. And, you know, really, I can see a day in the not too distant future where every morning you wake up, you're going to spray both sinuses with the Clear product, you know, xylitol plus GSE. Why? And when I spray those, I inhale. So I'm getting it all in my nasal passages, in the back of my throat, and a little bit of that is going into my lungs, which I think is great. Getting a little bit of that in there because it's this respiratory protection. And I mean, just look around. More and more people are dying from weird things. More and more people having trouble breathing. They just stop breathing all of a sudden, you know, they die suddenly. Sometimes they just stop breathing. People are growing weird stuff in their lungs because it's in the sky. It's falling out of the sky. We have to protect ourselves. Now, I'm not your doctor. Just to be clear, this is not medical advice. Anything that I mentioned here, if you want to try it yourself, get professional medical advice from a naturopath. You know, do your own research. Take your own risk. I am not your doctor, and I can't guarantee any outcomes in any of this. I'm just telling you what I do. And I'm getting ready for a war from the sky. Because what I'm seeing under my microscope and what I'm seeing in my lab tests is telling me the skies are the battleground now. And they're going to attack us from above, the high ground. Well, they are attacking us from above. And they're called chemtrails. Now, I know some people are like, no, it's all just contrails. Okay, I'm not denying the existence of contrails, which is condensation trails. Of course, there are also contrails. The existence of contrails does not preclude the existence of chemtrails. So maybe 95% of what you see in the sky, maybe they're just normal contrails and condensation, perhaps. But one out of 20, perhaps, I'm just guessing, one out of 20 might be chemtrails, where they're actually spraying on purpose. They have sprayers on the wings, or they've got the metals mixed in with the jet fuel. You know they do that, right? In general aviation fuel, like Avgas, I think it's called, they put lead in it. It's well known. Everybody knows that who flies small aircraft. There's lead in there. So when you're flying around, you're spraying lead all over the place. I mean, that's just common knowledge among aviation anyway. But in the jet fuel, they're not supposed to put lead. But they could if they wanted to. You know, they could put lead. They could put cadmium. They could put mercury in there or aluminum or whatever. And the pilots wouldn't even know that they're spraying. They're just flying across the sky. Like, we're not spraying anything. No, but you're burning the fuel with the metals in it, you see. Now, that's not going to work for dropping microbes and things because the microbes would be destroyed in the jet engines, obviously, the combustion heat. But that's why they have sprayers. They have wing-mounted sprayers, you know. Entire planes filled with spray kits. And their job is just fly over the country and drop bioweapons. I mean, the research on this goes way back. the U.S. government spent, I don't know, how many billions of dollars developing and researching agricultural bioweapons in order to drop them on the former Soviet Union. And the whole idea was that, you know, we could destroy the Soviet Union's food supply and use this weapon system. And all you got to do is just fly near their coastline and drop all these agricultural bioweapons. And how do you think we got, you know, ticks with Lyme disease? That was a U.S. government weapons program. They ran that thing right out of Plum Island. That's not even a conspiracy theory. It's well documented. It's well known that that's an agricultural bioweapon project that escaped from Plum Island. And that's why we have Lyme disease. Because the government built it. Well, what else did they build that they're dropping on people? You know, screw worms, parasites, who knows? All kinds of things. And you know the history of the U.S. government running all these tests of dropping bioweapons on the American public. I hope you know that. I think one of them is called Operation Sea Spray, where they dropped these weaponized bacteria strains on the civilian residents of San Francisco. And they killed some people. And then it got exposed, you know? And then the government apologized. Oh, we're sorry that we used a whole city for weapons experiments. Yeah. You think that's the only time they did that? Of course not. They've been doing it ever since. You think the federal government is your friend just because Trump is there? No. Trump doesn't run the whole thing. Trump just runs a very tiny fraction of it. The whole deep state is still there. They're still killing Americans. They're still sabotaging America. They're still run by globalists. They're running an extermination agenda. And they're still running chemtrails and dropping aerosolized bioweapons on people. They're doing it right now. So protect yourself in every way that you can, folks. Now, I'm going to keep pursuing this, and you can follow my work just on X. I'm Health Ranger, but it's better to find me on Brighteon.social, where we don't have censorship like X does. X has a lot of shadow banning. Follow me on Brighteon Social. I'm Health Ranger, or Brighteon.io, which is even better. It's a decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-driven social media platform that doesn't even have central servers, by the way. You can find me there at Health Ranger. I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. I'm also on Getter and Truth Social. And, of course, you can find my work at naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. But stay informed. And I'm going to keep posting photos of this stuff. I'm going to show you what we're finding. I'm going to show you what it is. We're going to continue with lab tests. And we're working on some lab equipment upgrades right now that should be very informative. I'll just put it that way. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money again. You know, it seems like I have this weird spending habit on lab equipment. You know, some people like to go gamble. I like to buy lab equipment. yeah, whatever. Okay, that's my vice. I'm addicted to buying lab equipment, but it's because I'm so curious about what's in all this stuff. And I want to look at it. I want to show you. I want to solve the mystery. So we got more equipment coming online. We're going to be looking at this. I'll be sharing the results with you. And you can follow me, follow my work, read naturalnews.com, and we'll bring you more stories about this. In the meantime, protect your health, protect your air. If you want that air purifier attack system that we have, Triad Air, just again, go to healthrangerstore.com/clean air, all one word. I think that works. I haven't tested that for a while, but that link should work. And you can buy chlorine dioxide there's a version of it that slowly emits ClO2 in a small room. You can get that from safrax.com. It's like chlorine dioxide in a slow release matrix of pellets, I think. You just open the package, you set it out, and it just slowly starts releasing chlorine dioxide, which kills all the pathogens in the air. But it only works in smaller rooms. It's good for hotel rooms. It's good for like a office room or maybe a larger vehicle, something like that. Anyway, check it all out. Thank you for your support. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'll keep trying to get to the bottom of this for you until we know the answers of what's happening here. But we are under attack. The sky has been weaponized. It's the attack vector that you can't say no to. And this is going to affect us all. And they're probably trying to start the next pandemic, is my guess. So thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
New product alert at the Health Ranger store. We now carry the Triad Air Pro and the V3. These are a really unique technology air purifier. We have these at healthrangerstore.com/clean air. We get you right to these. These are not air filters. They don't have a filter mechanism. Instead, they use a photoreactive plate to produce charged particles that go out, and then they help clear the air of all kinds of things, including dust particles and particulate matter and pathogens and mold spores and so much more. I've done a full interview with Mike Dillon from this company who goes into great detail about that. These are highly effective. I've been using a unit for over 2 years in my own home, and I absolutely love it, and I've never had to change the plate or any filter because it doesn't use filters. So these are very convenient. They're very effective. You will notice the difference within 48 hours after turning this on in your home. And we've got these available, again, right now at healthrangerstore.com with a satisfaction guarantee as well. And these can be used to treat small spaces down from 500 square feet up to even larger spaces, like 4,500 square foot homes. Just one unit will treat that entire area. So take advantage of this technology. Find out about it. I've done a full interview, again, with Mike Dillon of this company, and he explains it in great detail. You can check out that interview, or you can go to our website, healthrangerstore.com/clean air, and learn about these air purifying units and how they can help protect your health and avoid exposure to pollen and allergens and toxic chemicals that might be in the smoke from, you know, fires and things like that. There's a lot that's in the air that we don't want to be breathing right now. So this is a great way to protect yourself. Check it out again, healthrangerstore.com/clean air, all one word. Thanks for watching.